E2. Number 6B.
Because it is a way that does not, that is not able to teach so that the student by hearing gets it. My teaching is always showing the method for the student how to get it himself. I don't believe really that one can teach this subject so that the student just can sit there and be attentive and then get it. I feel it is the method that is super important so that the student can go home and think about that method and get it by himself, culture it by himself. He has to do something for it. But then when it is born out of his own loins, he knows what he has, and he becomes sure about what he understands, and so becomes much stronger within his attitude. And I must say, actually I shouldn't say that because these tapes go all over the world, so I better shut up. But I wanted to say something very nice. All right. Now, let's go to the Christ. And you take again your sheet of paper and do the very same thing. We write on the top, again, Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. And now the focal point is on the Christ, and the Christ, we add in the Christ order, always vertically, and write them down, principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. Before I go on, I just can now interject something which I have promised before I would explain in the way of matrix. I think this is the point where I can do it. You remember in my introduction I said that the formula we use for a matrix is capital A, IJ, and that the I is the dominant, therefore, and used within our field as the vertical columns, and the J as the horizontal lines. And I said that in mathematics, it is the other way around. That mathematics starts with the line as the dominant, and puts that as the I, and the column as the J. And I said we have a very good reason to change that, which is, even in mathematics, absolutely legitimate. The only thing is that one has to state the convention. Now here you can see why we have this other convention, that we start with the vertical, because we always were depicting our orders, which we had, the four orders which we had, in a vertical way, or it wouldn't be able to depict, to show it. Huh? If we would have put the orders in a horizontal way, in a linear way, we would not have been really able to show it clearly, especially when you came to the fourth order. You wouldn't have been able to write down the fourth order linearly. So we always, when we were writing down our orders, we always wrote them down vertically, whereas Mrs. Eddy wrote them out linearly, horizontally. But it was much more workable once one was comparing the orders to put them into columns next to each other. And from there, as we see here too, we have the Christ order state or just written down, visually written down vertically, whereas Mrs. Eddy wrote them on page 115 horizontally, but it's much easier to work that way. And so once one has started one way, writing down the orders vertically, then when Mr. Dolly began to see the interrelationship of the four, he had to stick to it. And this is the only reason why we have changed our convention. So here it's stated vertically, and therefore has the dominant tone. And now we begin to reason out again the Christ order and see what is the spiritual impact of the Christ order when intertwined with the four. And in order to be able to weigh that spiritually again, it is not a matter of guessing and guessing. It's just a matter of having the pedal note clear in our ear, in our spiritual ear. The pedal note of the Christ is to translate the infinite principle, the divine principle, down to the point of idea. So we have to keep that in mind and never get away from it. But there again we can say, what is it that makes that translation from principle to the point of mind to operate? What brings it into operation? At the moment I say, what brings it into operation? I touch the operational sense, which is the four. So Mr. Dolick could see that this Christ reflects all the four sides of the city, therefore the word, and would therefore have to weigh and say, now, what is the word sense of the Christ order? The word sense, therefore, must be that which gives us the basis of the Christ order. That's always the word. The word gives us the basis, the fundamental basis of any order. So from the point of view of the word, the Christ, the basis of the Christ order is that the Christ order says, I operate on the basis of a principle. But that principle is not just principle, it's the principle of life, truth and love. That's my starting point. That principle, which is principle, is expressing itself as life, truth and love. You know, you could say to me, but Max, wouldn't principle be enough? Because principle itself is a synonymous term for operation. And I would say, yes, looked at atomistically, this is right. But if you don't lose the pedal note of the Christ, namely, the Christ says, I want to express myself. It's more than just operation. I want to express that operation. So you must take much more into consciousness than just principle operating. You must take the expressing power of that principle into account and say, well, this principle wants to express itself. That's the basis of the Christ, that he wants to express itself. And that which expresses the principle is only life and truth and love. This is the Godhead. So he took the word, see, and could see that the word would include principle, life, truth, and love. That is now what? That is the Christ as the word. So you write Christ and slash and then the word. So we found our basis of translation. Not just the basis of God, the basis of the Christ. That Christ which says, I want to express myself. Not only I could if I would. It's not just principles that says, yes, the principle operates. It says, no, that principle as the Christ says, I want to express myself. You see, this is terrific conscious tone. A tone of consciousness which just should ring in our spiritual ear all through the day. All through the day it should ring that thing. That in being there is that Christ as the Word, which says, I am God, but I have a Christ, and as the Christ, I want to express myself constantly as life, truth, and love. And nothing can stop me. That's the tone that should ring spiritually. That's our background music, really. Then we could ask ourselves, and now, what is the actual Christ function in that Christ translation? And the actual Christ function is not just to say that God wants to express himself. The actual Christ translation is saying that that expression is expressed to the point of every point of experience, that it's not just saying within me something that wants to express itself and does express itself. Its very mission is that it translates that expressive power to the point of every situation, to reaching all experience. And so he could ask himself now, what do I need, really, as a minimum of synonymous term to get that tone in my spiritual consciousness? And naturally could see, well, that's that, you see, that he says, what the Christ wants to do is to take the whole truth, and translate it so that that whole truth is brought out as all truths, plural, huh? As infinite truths. So he had to start with the whole truth here, and had to go as far as it is brought out as all the various infinite truths, huh? And he could see that is only at the point of spirit, because spirit is that infinite reflection of truth. So he had to take in from truth right down through love, soul, to the point of spirit, showing what? This is now the Christ as Christ, showing what? Just remember that, Christ wants to take the whole truth and bring it out as all truths. Then you have it. Now all truths is the reflection, and that's spirit. So at that point, really, you begin to see that the Christ takes the whole truth and says, I am love. I want to translate myself to every individual situation. That's love. I don't want to keep it back for me. So it needs that love that says, it should really, that one truth really should spread out universally, universal love, should spread out universally to individual specific truths. So it needs love to make that one truth universal. And as it does that, it needs soul to say, but wherever that one truth reaches, it does not lose its identical nature. It never loses its identity. No matter to which little detail it flows, it never loses its whole identity of being the one truth. So you need soul. Soul transforms the divine subject to the divine object without losing any bit of its nature. And so that the identical nature of the one infinite truth is kept intact at soul. Even if it's brought out in spirit through infinite rarefication and diversification, in infinite details, that's the point of spirit. Spirit always diversifies, classifies, and individualizes. So that one truth is infinitely individualized at the point of spirit, in infinite truths. That's an office in being. Nobody can explain it humanly, because it's a divine fact. You only can know that it is so. That if I give a talk and say it's somehow a truth, it's the same truth for everybody who sits in the class, and everybody gets something else out of it. That's this phenomena here. That the one truth that I speak has such a kind of love of making it universal, coming to each one as that truth, so it doesn't lose its truth nature, its truthfulness, but each one gets it in a different way, and each one comes along afterwards and says, Max, I like this point. And the other one comes along and says, Max, I like that point. And everyone says something different. That's the mystery of the Christ, as Paul would call it, that the one truth is manifesting itself always differently, infinitely individualized. That's the Christ, that's the Christ. You can ask yourself now, what is Christianity? And you take Christianity and see, what does Christianity mean? What does it do? And with what synonymous term, as a minimum, can I bring it out and depict it? And so we can reason it out ourselves without knowing what it, how John Dolittle did it. We should be able to do that ourselves and see, well, I only have to keep to my categories. The pedal note of the Christ translation must always be a kind of translation coming from principle to the point of idea. And then I have to keep in mind as a point of intersection the other category, Christianity, the outcome. Well, what is the outcome of the Christ? The outcome of the Christ is that it always manifests every individual idea of that infinite ideal. That it must come to the point not only of reaching every detail, as we had in Christ as Christ, but much more in bringing out in every detail the manifestation of the whole thing. So in order to bring that out, we see at once that it must go right down to mind, because mind is manifestation of the idea. At the point of mind, you have the idea manifested in its perfection. That's Christianity, when an idea is manifested in its perfection. Isn't that Christianity? And the Christ that does it, that is responsible for that, is that there is in being that Christ which says, I want to do that. I am that perfection, and so you start with love, I am that perfection which wants to bring out its perfection in every detail so that every detail manifests that perfection. Love, soul, spirit, mind. That would be the Christ as Christianity. And again, you can see the reasoning in it. It is there where it starts with love, with that sense that God is love, that the Christ as love says, I don't want just to sit on my throne and do nothing. I'm there to be a blessing to everything. So love says, I want to translate myself. And so you have soul that translates it to the point of spirit as infinite, specific ideas, and then say to every specific idea, there, the one mind manifests itself in its perfection. Perfect idea, that's mind. So you have love, mind, perfection, idea, manifestation of perfection as idea. Do you see how easy and logical these things are? What about science? This has been the last correction John Dolittle made long after he had had the Matrix finished. He made in summer 1949, in the midst of a summer school, when he was taking that Christ order through Mark, the Gospel of Mark, he suddenly could see, right, while he was talking, and said, now I can see I have made a mistake somewhere, and changed it to what we are going to discuss. He had, before that, just mind as the science of the Christ. The mind science. And when he did Mark, he could see that this is not quite enough and we can reason it out for ourselves. What should be the value that is brought out as the Christ in the subtone of science? The Christ has the pedal note to translate the divine principle to the point of idea. You remember in the first translation on page 115? And that idea is the immediate object of understanding. Therefore, the Christ translation must translate the divine principle to the point of understanding that divine principle as idea. And you can see how he could first think Well, that's just mind. Understanding the idea is mind. But with that, he wouldn't quite have touched the Christ office of operation. And he could see that in order to have that understanding of the idea as the idea of mind, we must be free from a misunderstanding of the idea. And a misunderstanding includes soul, spirit, mind. Because every false understanding rests on those three factors, that you go out from the human mind, and that the human mind takes in that matter is reality, and that that reality can be tested and testified by the five physical senses. So that actually understanding is including a correction, the Christ corrects, a correction of the form of understanding, namely that it isn't built on physical sense testimony, not built on recognizing matter and having human opinions, but that it needs soul, spirit, mind.